In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you want to turn there in your Bible, I'm going to be reading about 8 verses this morning, specifically reading one verse for our text. Would you bow your head with me? So we ask for the Lord's help and touch this morning. Father, we need a special touch this morning. Speak to us. Speak through your unworthy servant some way. In the midst of weakness, show yourself strong. In Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, beginning with verse number 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. Ye shall not all sleep, but ye shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal shall put on immortality. I might just break in here just for a second, just for a moment, not a second. I've been quoting or referring to, now the name just slipped my mind. Isn't that just a bad way to go? Anyway, he said that we are losing in this life. MacArthur, John MacArthur. I got a text last Monday. What is your fascination with John MacArthur? I said he died. Just listening. I don't agree with everything he says. But he said that we are losing in this life. But as a Christian, we win in the other life, in the next life. You know, that's what Paul's saying. This corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. This isn't the end of the way. This isn't the end of the line. We may have struggles. Jesus said we suffer in this life. Jesus said we will have tribulation in this life, but we win. He that endureth to the end. That's a sideline. Verse number 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Did you hear that? We win. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Verse number 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. The word victory just carries with it a connotation or an implication, a thought that there is a battle or there is something of a struggle that's going on. It just has that within the within its definition. Within the thought process of victory, there is some kind of a struggle that is being faced or a battle that is being waged. Isn't that right? Victory. He said victory. God giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, John records in the first epistle of John in chapter number 5 that our victory, or this is the victory that overcometh the world, he said, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now is there an emphasis in that verse, when we're looking at victory, is there an emphasis in that verse on the word our, O-U-R? Well, there is, because it's personal. But it's not, the suggestion is not there that victory comes because of the person. But the victory comes because of faith. Now, it's not just any faith. We could spend some time talking here, and we're not going to really do that. I believe that it's an understood thing that what we are finding, what we would realize, that what this passage is saying, both in Corinthians as well as in the Epistle of John, that it's not just any old faith, but it's faith in the supreme, a faith in the omniscience, in the faith in the omnipotent, the faith in the faithfulness of God. Faith, even our faith, as our faith is established in Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We memorized that verse. That's a verse that we've memorized from our youth up. We've been around the church very long at all. We know that verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. But then there's the next part of that verse. Lean not unto thine own understanding. How does that take place? Well, it's the trust or the faith in the omnipotent. It's that faith in even our faith, John said, is the one, is the thing that gives us, is who we are faith, have our faith in, that gives us the victory over this world. As Paul said it, victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said that it's too easy, it's too often that people depend on feelings and emotions and works. And when we are focused on our feelings and our emotions and works, our faith becomes limited. Our faith becomes hobbled. Our faith is weakened because we are looking at the wrong aspect. But feelings is a big thing. Have you ever been in a bad mood? Maybe I should say, have you ever been in a good mood? Now, let's keep it the other way. Have you ever been, assuming that you're always in a good mood, have you ever been in a bad mood? You know, circumstances that have played out in your life and pressures that have pressed out in your life, and it's caused your feelings, your emotions. Maybe we all understand that works is not a part of it. We've gotten to that point. We understand that it's not in the realm of works, but it's difficult sometimes to keep our feelings and our emotions separated from faith. But faith stands up even when our feelings and our emotions may be struggling. When we talk about victory, and we're thinking then about that unseen aspect or that unmentioned aspect, that in order to have victory, there's some kind of a warfare or some kind of a struggle that's going on. And within that struggle, there's probably the possibility. Well, let me just change that a little bit. It's not just a possibility, it's a likelihood that there's going to be a fear factor involved. Because the unknown, we can be fearful about the unknown. The struggle, fear. You know, What did John record in chapter number 14 of his gospel, the words of Christ speaking to his listeners, to his hearers, to his followers? What was it that Jesus said when it comes to fear, and we're talking about faith in Christ is our victory, and we have victory. God gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we think about fear, what is it that Jesus admonishes us, what Jesus tells us with his own words, with his own voice? He said, "My peace I give unto you." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Would you mind if I changed that word troubled to the word vexed? Maybe we don't use the word vexed very much in our everyday language, but perhaps it puts a different facet on the word troubled. Vexed. There is a complexity about the circumstances, and I'm wondering, and I'm struggling, I'm battling. Let not your heart be troubled, he said. Believe in God. Don't be afraid. Trust in God. Whenever you're dealing with those things that come along with that battle or that confrontation or that struggle that is taking place, John also records in John chapter 16 the words of Christ, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." And if you look at the context of that, you'll know that there's a world that is full of tribulation. There's a world that is full of complexities and battles, suffering, as I've already mentioned, all of those things that are taking place within the confines or within the definition or the realm of this world. But in him, while all these other things are going on, squeezing and pressing and burdening and giving a problem to your life and a stress or a vexing to your circumstances, Jesus said, "In me." Now, he's not saying that all of these other things are going to be wiped away and you're going to have peace out here. No, that's not what he said. He said, "In me, you'll have peace. In me, you'll have peace." But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one telling us he gives us peace, that he provides peace. Jesus also told us, as it's recorded in Matthew chapter number 6, that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. From the way I hear it, the way I see it, the way I even feel it sometimes, one of the biggest problems that we face is not knowing tomorrow. Do you experience that? Not knowing tomorrow. You just don't know what tomorrow holds. Today, everything can be sunshine and roses, and tomorrow, something happens. You know, reminded of in recent hours that while health issues take place, there's a sudden change in that health and a life is gone. A life is taken. I was reading a friend of mine, or I would say he's a friend, I don't know, but a friend of his. In 3 weeks' time, this family has experienced 3 tragedies. A close family member died, and then a child died, and then this man died. in a tragic accident, tragic circumstances. You know, we just don't know what tomorrow is going to, how it's going to unfold. We don't know about, and sometimes that can create a problem, that can create fear, that can create difficulties, frustrations. The unknown can create a problem in our life. But let me reassure you this morning that that is why the Holy Spirit is given to us. Jesus again tells us when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will show you things. He will be with you in things. I heard recently somebody say this as well, and this has stood out in my mind, and it's something that I'm probably going to repeat, hopefully, for years to come. We know that verse of Scripture, that psalm that said that his word is a light unto my path, it's a lamp unto my feet, and maybe I got those backwards, but we know that that's what God's word is, and if we hide his word in our heart, but the problem too often exists that we memorize that verse and fail to memorize or to even read the other verses. You know, that verse jumps out at us, or somebody will post that verse, and it's an encouragement. It's a good verse to know. It's a good verse to talk about and to share. But if we're relying on that verse, you see, that verse is talking about all of the hundreds of other verses. The hundreds of other verses, I need to have it in my heart. And if I'm just focused on that verse and ignoring the rest of it, then I'm missing the point of the verse. How does that fit in there? It fits in there because we can be so lost in what the future, how the future is unknown to us, rather than knowing who and knowing him who holds the future. If I'm struggling with the future, if I'm struggling with tomorrow, if I'm struggling with the next hour, is it because that I do not know the one who holds the tomorrows? When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. He will never leave. I know sometimes it gets worn out, perhaps, but it's something that we need to keep before us, that the Scripture bears it out in so many different places that he will not forsake us. He will not leave us. He will not walk away from us. He is ever present. The point is that if we are trusting in him. The point is if we are relying on him. As I started service this morning, I said it's all about him. And I'm closing service this morning with the same thought. It's all about him. But it's also a part of us following him. We can't just expect him to grab us and to lasso us and to pull us along. He will do everything that he can for us, and he does everything that he can for us, but we have to be recipients. We have to reach out to him in faith. Faith is our victory. We have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith. Oh, I'm looking forward to the day when this mortal takes on immortality. But in the meantime, when this corruptible takes on incorruption, but in the meantime, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith, our faith. Make it personal, make it real, make sure that it is up to date, make sure that it is active, make sure that you are working that faith in Christ. Let's stand together. Thank you for your attendance and attention this morning. Look forward to being together again tonight. See what God has for us in the evening service. Amen. Praise God. Alan, would you dismiss us with prayer?